Good morning. It's March 11th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In the fast-paced world of artificial intelligence, AI, two giants, Supermicro Computer and NVIDIA, have seen their stocks skyrocket, with increases of 1,300% and 530% respectively over the past year. This surge has sparked a debate among investors about whether it's still a wise time to invest in these AI leaders without facing significant capital loss. NVIDIA, in particular, stands out not only for its impressive stock performance, but also for its valuation on a forward price-to-earnings, P/E basis, its growth, and its strategic positioning in the AI market. Despite this, NVIDIA was notably absent from the Motley Fool Stock Advisors list of the top 10 stocks to buy now. However, given the Stock Advisor Services' history of tripling the S&P 500's return since 2002, their recommendations still hold considerable weight for potential investors looking for high returns. The AI investment landscape is not limited to Supermicro and NVIDIA. Intel and AMD have also emerged as significant players in the semiconductor market. Intel's stock has surged in 2023, buoyed by strong quarterly results and promising AI growth prospects. Meanwhile, AMD's stock has risen 127% this year, with its data center business showing signs of recovery and positioning it for future growth. Both companies are expected to see revenue and earnings growth in the next 2 years, with AMD receiving a strong buy rating from Wall Street and projections suggesting a potential 30.1% increase in its stock value. As the AI market continues to evolve, these companies represent pivotal investment opportunities. However, with NVIDIA currently leading the pack in terms of investment potential, it underscores the importance of strategic selection in this high-growth sector. Imagine a technology so powerful, it transforms how we interact with the digital world, but at the same time, consumes more electricity in a day than an average U.S. household does in 17,000 days. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of OpenAI's ChatGPT, a cutting-edge chatbot reshaping our digital interactions while raising pressing environmental concerns. OpenAI's ChatGPT is at the forefront of this technological revolution, using 500,000 kilowatt hours of electricity daily. This consumption dwarfs that of the average U.S. household, highlighting a critical aspect of AI's impact on our world. The broader implications are even more staggering, with predictions that integrating AI like ChatGPT into everyday services such as Google Search could lead to an annual energy usage of 29 billion kilowatt hours. As the AI industry's appetite for electricity grows, its energy consumption is projected to reach between 85 to 134 terawatt hours annually by 2027. This would account for nearly 0.5% of global electricity consumption, underscoring the environmental footprint of our march towards technological advancement. The challenge we face is not just about harnessing the potential of AI, but doing so in a manner that aligns with sustainable practices. As of now, OpenAI has not publicly addressed these concerns, leaving a significant question mark over how we reconcile the burgeoning energy demands of AI with the imperatives of environmental stewardship. The dialogue around AI's future is as much about innovation as it is about sustainability, and finding a balance between the two will be crucial for our shared future. As AI technologies like ChatGPT become increasingly integral to our daily lives, a pressing question arises. How do we navigate the thin line between innovation and ethical responsibility? Amidst the rapid adoption of AI, concerns over biases, inaccuracies, and potential misuse are escalating, prompting a call to action from the highest levels of government. President Biden has underscored the necessity of legislation to rein in the risks associated with unregulated AI technologies, highlighting the urgency of the situation. At the state level, lawmakers in 7 states are stepping up, proposing legislation aimed at curbing bias in AI systems. These initiatives focus on critical sectors such as employment and housing, where AI's decision-making capabilities can have profound impacts on individuals' lives. The proposed bills would compel companies to perform impact assessments to detect and mitigate potential discrimination, improve transparency and accountability, and enable consumers to opt out of AI-driven decisions. The drive towards legislation is seen as a critical step in addressing the complex issue of AI discrimination, aiming to bridge the gap between AI's promising potential and the current challenges it presents. The consensus among experts is clear. Without proper regulation and accountability, the ethical and societal implications of AI will remain a significant concern. In a groundbreaking move, the Pentagon is pushing the envelope with its Collaborative Combat Aircraft, or CCA, project, aiming to revolutionize aerial warfare by integrating AI-guided drones with manned jets. This ambitious initiative involves contracting powerhouse companies such as Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, and Anduril Industries, marking a significant leap in military aviation technology. The CCA project's primary objective is to enhance the U.S. Air Force's capabilities by adding at least 1,000 new drones to its fleet. These aren't just any drones. They're designed to be small, smart, cheap, and many, according to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks. This approach underscores a strategic shift towards cost-effective, AI-enabled autonomous vehicles that can provide critical support to human pilots on the battlefield. As the Pentagon remains tight-lipped, refusing to comment on the CCA project's developments, the defense community and the public alike watch eagerly. This initiative not only represents a significant investment in AI and autonomous systems, but also signals a paradigm shift in how future battles could be fought, with drones and AI playing increasingly critical roles alongside human pilots. In an intriguing leap forward in machine learning, computer scientists have unveiled a model that thrives on the art of forgetting. This novel approach, designed to periodically erase its memory, is redefining efficiency in AI learning, particularly in mastering new languages. The core of this innovation lies in what's termed as periodic forgetting. By intentionally resetting its embedding layer during the initial phases of training, the model learns to let go of outdated information, making room for new, more relevant data. This process not only enhances the model's flexibility, but also its ability to adapt swiftly to new languages without the need for extensive datasets or computational power. Drawing parallels with human cognitive processes, this method aims to equip AI with a more natural, abstract way of thinking. It's a step towards making machines learn more like humans, focusing on adaptability and the ability to extrapolate from limited information. The results so far have been promising, with the model showing superior performance in learning new languages and maintaining accuracy, even under constraints. This breakthrough could significantly impact the democratization of AI technology. By making it easier for models to learn languages that have traditionally been underrepresented due to a lack of resources, it opens up new avenues for AI applications across the globe. It's a testament to how rethinking conventional methods in machine learning can lead to substantial advancements, potentially revolutionizing how language models are developed and deployed. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.